Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us right now is Susan Ferriccio. She is the Washington Examiner's chief congressional correspondent. Susan, good morning, and thank you for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning, Susan.
So I want to talk to you about the health care bill. There are as many as, last count, 22 Republicans opposed to the bill. Is this thing just DOA on Thursday?
You know, I don't think so. At this point, they're just trying to put together a majority. I don't think they're looking for a very simple majority. I think they'd like something a little bit bigger than 218 needed to pass the bill. And I think they'll make some more small changes to the bill this week. And there'll be more meetings at the White House. And I think they're in position to be able to pass it in the House. They have several days now to get the votes together. You know, it's not guaranteed, clearly, but they have a big margin in the House where Republicans can lose 23 votes, I think, and still pass the bill. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, they could easily lose a lot of these very conservative lawmakers who don't like it and still move it on to the Senate, where they kind of have the opposite problem. I mean, they've got a few people who really don't like it and don't think it's conservative enough, but they've got a lot more senators who fear it goes too far in taking away the entitlements created by Obamacare.
Huh.
So they're doing this kind of delicate balancing act, get it through the House. And then I think when it gets to the Senate, depending on the changes that get made between now and then, you know, you hear rumblings about Trump negotiating additional changes where seniors would get more subsidies, because that seems to be the big fear in the Senate right now. Republican lawmakers telling me that having seniors pay much more for their premiums. And we're not talking Medicare. We're talking people who aren't qualified for Medicare. They're looking at making those costs less at this point.
Yeah.
I think that would bring on board some Republicans in the Senate. It's definitely not dead on arrival. And the main reason, you guys, is that Republicans are being told they need to get this done, not only because they promised it in the election and they would be,
right,
you know, they would be in trouble in the next election if they didn't do it, because they want to get the tax reform, which everybody really is hoping, is eyeing as is getting done by this summertime before the recess. And I think that's being put out there as sort of the motivating factor to get the health care reform finished quickly.
But really the most important thing about that is that the bill is not fixed. In other words, there's still a lot of negotiation going on, and adjustments are being made to the language in the bill so that it can find that magic number of 218 and northward of that, hopefully.
That's exactly right. There could be additional changes. The problem is the changes that I hear them talking about now, about making it more affordable for seniors, that's going to cost more money. And, of course,
yeah,
you have conservatives who already don't like the fact
like that
a lot
part,
of
yeah,
subsidies are being preserved here. They want to just be done. The conservatives say, let's just repeal Obamacare, start over, you know, separately, just get rid of Obamacare. Of course, that will go against what Trump has already promised, which is we're not going to pull the rug out from under people. There's just a lot of conflicting desires here in terms of how to get this done. Trump being the big negotiator and the big pitchman that's going to help move this along, I think.
Gorsuch?
That's going to be an interesting hearing today. Look for Democrats to try to pin Gorsuch down as someone who's in favor of corporations over people. They'll go to his past rulings. They'll try to get him to commit to how he'll rule on certain things in the future. Look for Gorsuch to try to assume, you know, the judicial independence argument that he's not going to talk about how he's going to rule on anything. And you'll see Republicans, I think, really defending Gorsuch on that point. They've already done so in floor speeches ahead of time, saying that Democrats shouldn't be asking him how he's going to rule on anything. He's such an upstanding candidate, and he's well-liked, well-qualified, that the conventional wisdom is he will be confirmed, because Democrats, of course, are more concerned about the next vacancy, which could swing the court. You've got Justice Ginsburg and Justice Kennedy, who are possible retirements coming up. Democrats may decide that is their fight versus Gorsuch. But that doesn't mean you won't hear a very fiery Democratic minority on the Judiciary Committee today going after Gorsuch. So keep your eye out for that.
Now, Brian has hinted several times that he's waiting for some kind of surprise, like an October surprise for Gorsuch, that they've got something on
him. You got your Leahy, you got your Durbin, you got your Franken. Those are the ones that I would be watching were I covering that hearing. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. Sure. And Feinstein, who's the ranking member, they all are ready to have the long knives out for him. The reason being, Brian, excellent point, is that the base, they don't care that the next vacancy might be the more important fight. They want the Democrats to go after Gorsuch. They do not want Gorsuch on the bench. Don't forget, they wanted Merrick Garland, and they feel that they were deprived of Obama's pick for the Supreme Court because Republicans, they feel wrongly, wouldn't take it up last year. So there's no loss of a real desire on the part of the base for them to stop the Gorsuch nomination, period. So I expect we'll hear very forceful arguments to keep him from being confirmed by the Democrats. But they're going to have to decide. They're going to have to decide, do they want to do something that's going to trigger a change in the rules that will make it a simple majority, 51 votes, which is what would happen. I mean, the majority leader, McConnell, is already practically committed to that. Or do they want to save that fight for next time, when they can really try to go after whoever it is who would swing the court to the right? Because don't forget, Gorsuch is simply replacing another conservative on the court, so you keep things status quo. And the next confirmation hearing, if there is a vacancy during the Trump administration, would be a conservative replacing somebody who could swing the court to the right further. And I think that's the fight. Democrats have to make that decision. I know that's what they're thinking about.
Now, FBI Director James Comey is set to testify today before a House committee investigating the Russian activities. Will they stick just to that, or are we going to hear some questions asked about other things like how Flynn's name became public? You know, how are some of these things leaked?
And the wiretap stuff.
Yeah, and the wiretap stuff. Are we going to hear them stick to the Russian thing, or are we going to hear it go a little bit broader questioning?
Well, it will be broader questions because the House Intelligence Committee has expanded that investigation to include those very topics, Mary. They're going to be looking into all of it, and I expect you'll hear, depending on which party lawmaker is asking the question, what they want, what they're interested in. You're going to hear Republicans trying to get Comey to say, look, we've got nothing on this alleged connection between the Trump administration campaign and the Russians. Then you're going to have Democrats trying to pin him down on whatever circumstantial evidence there may be and trying to make Trump look like someone who went out there, you know, claiming wiretapping when that's not true. You're going to hear both parties try to make the case. The Republicans try to salvage Trump on that whole wiretapping thing, and Democrats trying to go after some kind of connection with the Russians. The fact is, there's a lot of information that we don't have, and it's also very possible we're not going to get it. Because if there's an active investigation, Comey has a tendency to say, the FBI director, I can't answer that because it's under investigation. So he's going to be under a lot of pressure. He's done that before. He's come before that for hearings, not before Intelligence Committee, but other panels, and said, I can't talk about this. So we may not get all the answers that we're also curious about here. But I think since we already know that Comey tried to get the Department of Justice to come out and say, hey, we never wiretapped Trump Tower, he may come out and say that today. I think I kind of expect him to say that. But you'll also have this whole question about the unmasking of names concerning General Flynn and his conversation with the Russian ambassador.
Right.
And Devin Nunes, who's the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, that is a top concern of his. He brings it up all the time, and I expect you're going to hear him ask about that. That's going to be really interesting because we have no idea who in the Obama administration was behind all of this and releasing all this information, which, of course, was a criminal offense. And I think Nunes is interested in getting hard at how that happened.
Well, I can't speak for anybody else, but I'm getting a big bowl of popcorn and a beer, and I am going to sit and watch this today.
Well, Intelligence Committee hearings are rarely, rarely public. They're almost always
public. That's right.
Right.
And press has no access. So it's a good one to tune into just to see what it looks like, because we really never have access to these types of hearings.
All right.
And deep down, I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
Susan Ferriccio, thank you so much for joining us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.